And welcome to this installment of Mercenary Musings Radio, an exclusive audio service presenting views and insight from the mercenary geologist himself, Mickey Fult. Mickey, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and I'm busy, so I can't complain, Rob.
Yeah, you're putting bread on the table, and that's a good thing. Gold on the menu for today's program, Mickey. What a choice, you know. A timely discussion, because at the time of this recording, bullion is coming off its biggest single-day gain in more than 3 months on the COMEX. Gold surged just under $30 an ounce. The markets, though, as you know, Mickey, are on edge. A $30 gain one day can easily become a $30 loss one or 2 days later. In previous conversations that we've had, though, Mickey, you've often stated that gold is not an investment, but rather an insurance policy. Elaborate for us on that. What do you mean?
Well, as an investment, it fails miserably, except for the decade of the aughts. If you would have put your money into gold in, say, 1975, your returns would be much less than just a regular old savings account in your hometown bank. I subscribe to James Turk's idea that gold is not an investment. It does not return on investment. It can be a speculation, but it really is a safe haven or insurance policy against financial upheaval, government oppression, or calamity. It basically maintains its purchasing power. It's probably a little known fact that 1 ounce of gold buys you essentially the same number of barrels of oil as it did in 1953. So the real attractiveness of gold, it maintains its purchasing power. And in my opinion, the financially astute in this world keep 10% or greater of their net assets in physical gold.
Okay, following up on that, I'm not going to give you a label of being a gold bug, because you're certainly not talking like a gold bug. I'm wondering if are you a gold bull, given what you've just said?
Well, I would say overall, yes, I am a gold bull. Definitely not a gold bug. I have little use for the gold bugs who've been saying gold's going to the moon for 30 years. And since they started saying that, it actually took 29 years for it to get to $1,000 from $850. So they've just been proven wrong time and time again. The people that say gold's going to $1,500 or $2,000 or $5,000 or $10,000, it just doesn't make any sense to me, because they don't have a track record. I subscribe to Paul Van Eeden's theory about what is gold worth, the supply and demand fundamentals. You take the inflation of the M3 money supply versus the inflation of the gold mined, and you can calculate what gold should be worth, and right now that'd be somewhere perhaps $850 to $900 an ounce. So anything above that is basically pure speculation.
So you would agree, and there are folks out there you mentioned Paul, and I know Paul, I've interviewed Paul before, but there are others out there who are in the same camp as well, and they believe there's an overpricing of the fear premium in gold. Would you side with that comment?
Well, yes, I would. Gold is basically driven by supply and demand fundamentals, and also by speculation. When the markets are nervous, which they are right now, gold goes up, and that's what we've seen over the last 2 or 3 weeks. We had a 14% correction. Now, I actually predicted a correction in early October, because of supply and demand fundamentals, which is basic, the supply is mine supply and scrap supply, was very much exceeding demand being mainly jewelry and fabrication and safe haven, socking it away for a rainy day sort of thing. So it was pretty frothy there for a long time with the speculators very strong into the market. Since, say, late January, things have started to turn a bit. One of the things I follow is the commercial net short positions, and this I was led into this by a newsletter writer named Gene Ehrensberg. Gene writes the Got Gold Report. But commercial net short positions are down 31% since in the last 2.5 months, since December 1st. So that's positive for gold. And And then we look at the nervous markets, and the gold and silver ratio right now is 70. A month or so ago, it was hovering in the 60 range. So when gold starts going up faster than silver, you start looking at nervous markets, safe haven buying, etc. So I would say right now I'm a little more bullish in the short term for gold. I was quite bearish throughout the fall and early into 2009.
Okay, so a little bit more bullish, but at the same time, what about the idea of shorting gold? You know, the folks at Barclays Wealth believe that perhaps this is a good time to start shorting gold. They point out that the early 80s was a troubled time. You remember back to that period, Mickey, there was a recession on, the Latin American debt crisis was in full swing, inflation was high, and Barclays Wealth points out that during the 2 years after the resolution of those problems, the price of gold fell 40%. I'm wondering whether or not bullion could be setting itself up for a similar size decline. What do you think?
Well, certainly could. I don't think that's going to happen in the short term, but certainly could happen in the midterm. Personally, I do not speculate in gold. I talk about the trends in the gold market, and really I do that, Rob, with respect to the junior stock market, because as gold goes, so goes the Toronto Venture Exchange and its predecessors before, the Vancouver Alberta Exchange, etc.
Right.
When you have a robust gold price, you're going to have a robust gold market. It's pretty much always been that way, and in my opinion, it always will be that way.
Okay, you touched on supply and demand fundamentals for gold. The big driver in this market of late over the past year or so, it's been primarily investor-driven, hasn't it?
Well, it has, and I think that's it's basically because the people in the world that actually understand economics and they understand finances, and in my case in particular, we subscribe to the Austrian School of Economics. We see the worldwide debasement of all fiat currencies. And so what you're really seeing here, I think, is the realization amongst people that actually manage their own money that gold is a place to be because it does retain its purchasing power as opposed to any other currency of the world. And there, you know, show me a currency in the world that's not being debased right now and devalued by issuance of more and more dollars or euros or yuan or whatever.
So if investor demand has been the primary mover, tell me about the physical side of things, namely the jewelry demand out of India, for example. Are they not buying like they used to because of the price?
Well, that's very true. Jewelry demand was very much down. I forgot how many years, but the lowest in many, many years. The Indians, who normally in a good year will import 800 tons of gold, imported something around 400 tons this year. Now, that was offset a bit by Chinese, who became the largest buyers of gold with a little bit more than 400 tons. So, but all in all, jewelry demand has been way off, and scrap supply, we had a record year in 2009 in scrap supply. So the real attractiveness of gold and what's really been driving the gold market are the ETFs. Now those have leveled off now, and pure hedge fund speculation in the gold market.
In wrapping up, Mickey, you know that this whole debate about gold can be quite emotional for the gold bugs. You expecting some angry worded emails on this, following our conversation on this one?
Well, I usually get a couple of negative comments when I speak negatively about the gold bugs, but certainly I don't bait them, and I don't receive nearly as much negative press as does my friend John Nadler.
Yes, John Nadler at Kitco Indeed. I've spoken with John many times before, and he calls him as he sees him, as they say.
Well, that he does. I'll leave you with a final thought here. The golden rule. He who has the gold makes the rules, Rob.
Okay. Good way to end it. Let's wrap it up on that note. Next time out, Mickey, what do you want to talk about?
We're going to talk about silver, the poor man's gold.
The poor man's gold, but it's outperformed bullion, hasn't it?
Well, it is not outperformed lately. It's been lagging. As I mentioned, the gold-silver ratio is higher now at 70 as opposed to 60, but Silver Mark's interesting market, and we will talk extensively about that next week.
Okay, thanks very much, Mickey.
Thank you, Rob.
That's Mickey Fulp, the Mercenary Geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.